Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Chuck Schumer in the Senate doing a good thing. He's pushing a new voting rights bill in spite of Republican gerrymandering, not gerrymandering, filibustering. He's going to introduce it very soon, and it's going to have a lot of the guts of the old one. It's a new voting rights bill, up or down vote. Here, let's unpack this a little bit. Here's what he's doing, and here are the obstacles. And a procedural vote, Moscow Mitch will get up on his hind legs and he'll chirp and he'll go, I filibuster, which is ridiculous. In the old days, if you wanted to filibuster, he'd be recognized and he'd have to talk for hours. He'd read the Bible, read Shakespeare, this, that, and the other thing. When he got tired, withered old sort, you know, get tired, need some water, as he's about to faint, he'd say, I yield my time to Shelby of Alabama. Shelby would get up and he'd read, something out of Faulkner, you know, and it went on and on and on. But this is on television, and people start to get very tired of this around the country. These characters did this. They were Democrats in those days in the 60s on civil rights. And finally, people said, enough. They're obstructing. They could see it. There was a change that they don't have to do any of that anymore. They just raise their pinky and they go, I filibuster. Now you need 60 votes. Goodbye. That's ridiculous. If you can have a filibuster, make them get up on their hind legs and go through this shtick, okay? And people, it's exposed this way. So Moscow, that's got to change too. And that could change with just a simple majority vote. Manchin and Sinema won't change anything with a simple majority vote. Do you understand that? They won't do it. We do not have 50 votes. We have 48 votes. That's the sad thing. If we had 52 votes or three, we could lose them. They're really half Republicans. We could lose them and still do it, but we can't. So what Schumer will do is to say, okay, here's a voting rights bill, and he'll give a nice speech. Moscow Mitch will raise a withered little pinky, and he will go, I filibuster, where are your 10? And they won't get 10. They won't even get Mitt Romney. They won't get anybody. They will, and then you can't do it. Very easy, Schumer could say, yes, we can. We have 50 votes here to say we can. Oh, wait a minute. Manchin and Sinema, where are you? You've run away. Where are you? That's what's going on. Okay. The saddest thing of all with what Manchin and Sinema are doing, and they say, oh, we don't want to give up the filibuster. Okay. Well, when Moscow Mitch was in the majority, Moscow Mitch got rid of the filibuster. They just flat out got rid of it for Supreme Court appointments, for Court of Appeals appointments, for cabinet appointments, because none of the crooks that Trump put in the cabinet could have ever gotten 60 votes. And none of the Supreme Court justices he put up could have gotten 60 votes. So why should Moscow Mitch be able to do that kind of just situationally for this and that and not get rid of it overall? Why don't we do that for one bill, voting rights? Why do I say voting rights, SB1 and HR1? Because that makes the whole landscape honest again. Doesn't mean we win elections as Democrats. What it means is they're fair maps. Gerrymandering is outlawed. There is mail-in voting in certain periods of time, not longer and not shorter. So it's shorter than some states have it now and longer than most of them, okay? There are drop boxes and voting machines per population. So in African-American areas in Atlanta and Houston, you don't have 8-hour lines. The voting machines actually work. A lot of times what they'll do in these states is go, oh, this one's down. There's only one voting machine. And somebody is a single mom and his kids at home and her neighbor's watching him. We can only watch him for 2 hours. Can't watch him for 8 hours. And they leave and they go home. And really, that's what's happened. Georgia right now, it's a felony if you give somebody water in line. Say it's very hot. They lined up, pregnant woman, 8 months pregnant, standing in line. No chair for hours. She's faint. You give her water. The who's go. A felon, not a misdemeanor. What the Republicans are doing by attacking democracy is on the front end and the back end. The front end, they have restricted mail-in voting, drop boxes, voting machines. They trick voters in minority areas. For instance, in Arizona and elsewhere, they will change their polling place all the time. I vote on the east side of Milwaukee. And in the entire time I've been here, one time one time I went and they said, no, it's a different location. Okay. So I went there and voted. In some of these areas, they'll do it almost every election. And so some guy will go and he'll have a limited period of time, or a woman, maybe half an hour to vote, has to get back to work, get to the kids. And they go, oh no, it's somewhere else. And it's farther away, much farther away. So they say, well, you can cast a provisional ballot. Provisional ballot. So you cast a provisional ballot, and now the law is that that doesn't count. So this kind of trickery, or they show up and they say, okay, this isn't where you vote. Where do I vote? I don't know. You know, I mean, how much research do people have to do in half an hour? This kind of stuff is going on out there. But they also do it on the back end. Now they're saying is even if the Democrat wins despite all of this, the counting of the votes is going to be done by the legislatures, not by secretaries of state, not by independent elections boards, and not by elections commissions. It's going to be counted by Voss in this state. And they're counted by worse than Voss in some of these other states. You know, counted by Gableman, you know, that kind of thing. And remember, I've said this before, and I will say it as often as I have to. Joseph Stalin, one of the greatest mass murderers in history, killed 20 million, he exterminated 20 million people, 20 million people in the old Soviet Union. He once said, it does not matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. That is the mantra of the Republican Party. That was not the mantra of our founding fathers and our Constitution. It's not the mantra of democracy, not the mantra of democracy. And on the front end and background, they'll make it very hard for anybody who doesn't have about 8 hours to stand in line in a Democratic district to vote. And then if somehow, God forbid for them, Democrat wins, it will be counted by Voss and Gableman. Listen, January 6th, the big story to me is not the insurrection. The big story is that 160 members of the House of Representatives, Republicans, including Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, voted to decertify the election. And a lot of senators did too. They voted to decertify the election. And they did it in a sneaky way, saying, well, there's a lot of questions, let's investigate it. And Trump will be acting president for a while we sort this out. And by the way, it's going to take a long time to sort it out. Okay? Hey, the peaceful transition of power is the hallmark of our democracy. When George Washington ended his second term, he could have had five terms. They loved him. He could have been king. A lot of them said, become King George I of America. He said, no. I fought the Revolutionary War for a reason, and two terms is enough. And he stepped down on his own. And we've had peaceful transitions of power ever since, except for Abraham Lincoln. When he got elected, South wouldn't take it, and they started a war. And that war is now totally resolved. We don't want it again. But what you have is the Trumpers, and increasingly, listen, 160 members of the Republican Party in the Congress, there are only 208 of them. There are only 48 of them that voted to certify the election. 160 of them voted not to certify the election. These are members of Congress. That means that they all figured, perhaps correctly, that their constituents would vote for them again, having done that. That is a division in this country that is very, very difficult, very, very difficult to heal. So I was very, very glad to see that Schumer is going to put this in. And Moscow Mitchell raises withered pinky and filibuster it, but we got to keep hammering, got to keep hammering. When we break, lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
There's just a few things coming my way this time around.